curious with Chip. How much of a role does he have in the defense? Because so much of what we talk about is obviously him on offense, his offense, and calling plays.
Well, I mean, same thing. Andy was an offensive-minded guy. But every head coach has his hands on every single piece of this team. You know, special teams, defense, offense. He has a hand in all. He oversees everything. That's why he's the head coach. But, you know, I think he said it best that if he didn't hire the right people to take care of their job, then he didn't do his job. So I think he's done a great job of hiring the right defensive coordinator, the right, you know, defensive coaches, and, you know, formulate a great coaching staff for us to really grow and learn this defense and get better and obviously go out there and perform to our best.
How is getting the calls different this year? I mean, we see this, the big signs on the sideline.
I'm not telling you. There's, you know, but there's obviously several ways that we get the calls, and several positions are getting different calls, and there's several bootlegs. But also, you know, they have the microphone pieces that they speak into. So there's several ways that we're getting it to be prepared for a no-huddle offense. But if you have a huddle offense, you have time to kind of get together as a defense and talk about what we're going to do.
What are your impressions of Coach Phipp? How are things different on special teams?
Fired up. You know, I love Bobby April. Bobby was a great man, great coach. But, you know, Phipp brings a lot of energy out there. He's running down on kickoffs with us. He's running down on punts. You know, he's doing it all, and he brings that energy. And he's really made us a sound special teams unit. And I'm speaking on all the units. We're very sound, fundamental, and he believes in, you know, we've bought into, if you just do your job, do your techniques, everything else will follow, and you'll be able to make plays, you'll be able to protect, and you'll be able to cover a lot of punts, kickoffs, you know, and we can open things up for our kickoff return. You know, we haven't done that in the years past, so, and we got some great returners back there. So if we can just give them holes, give them opportunities to really hit something, you know, we can change this game.
Are there significant differences in terms of scheme?
You know, I've been in the league long enough that I faced a lot of the same things. So, I mean, it's cliche to say, you know, it's a league that kind of repeats itself in a sense. But, you know, I face a lot of these blocking techniques, so I've been able to see it, and now I'm just performing it. You know, obviously Bobby April has his style, Phipp has his style, but it's just about learning it and just following through with your techniques.
Kurt, with the uncertainty with the secondary this preseason in terms of who's playing where, who's going to get which playing time, how would you assess kind of your standing in that right now and entering Saturday's game?
I feel good. I'm healthy. You know, and I continue to make strides as far as, you know, within this defense, learning it and getting better and making plays within it. You know, obviously I haven't had an interception in the game yet. You know, I haven't had that much time in there. But, you know, when I'm in there, I'm not giving up plays. You know, I'm making the tackles when they come my way. And, you know, really I think it's just about making sure everybody on the back end is doing their job and doing your job and continue to make plays whenever they come your way. You can't go outside of your realm and try and do something else. That's when big plays happen. So, you know, for what I've seen, what I've gotten so far, good job.